Just want to share with you first something from the Bible. So I'm going to read from Mark chapter 5, starting at verse 25. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Immediately, her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once, Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around to the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" "You see the people crowding against you," his disciples answered. "And yet you can ask who touched me?" But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." Sorry, I've got a bit of a chest infection, so I can't speak very loud. I'm just sharing this passage with you because actually I identified with this woman for a long time. I actually had the same condition, I think, that she had from the age of probably 12. I had a disorder where it's kind of embarrassing to talk about, but my periods actually didn't stop. I bled for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks on end. And so I've been to many doctors, been and had scans in hospitals, all sorts of tests, blood tests, you know, lots of different things. And there was just really no explanation. And eventually, you know, the only way to keep it under control was to actually be on medication. So I would, you know, every 3 months I'd go for an injection, hormonal injection, which would control my periods. And I've been doing this for, I don't know, since I was 16, so like a good 10 years. And the thing with doing this is that I actually got no periods at all, which is, as a woman, I think, you know, it's not normal. And I just don't know what it would, you know, was doing to my body. And so, yeah, I've been suffering with this for a long time. And then, yeah, and I always prayed by myself. You know, I prayed for healing. I asked Jesus to heal me. I read this passage many times, and I always wondered, why am I not healed? You know, why isn't Jesus healing me the same way that he healed this woman? And I think it was only until recently I realized what it was. And it was actually, you know, her act of faith. She didn't just, you know, it actually takes an act. She stretched out her hand to touch him. And because this was something that I always kept to myself. I didn't speak to anybody about it. It was kind of embarrassing, you know, it's a woman thing. And I just kind of accepted that, okay, maybe this is just the way that I'm supposed to live. And I didn't realize that actually it was because there was a lot of I guess, embarrassment and shame attached to it. And so I just kept it hidden. I didn't talk about it, and I didn't act in faith. I didn't ask anyone to pray for me, pray with me about it. So when Dr. Kraft came for the Inner Healing Conference, I really felt like a really strong urge, really strong prompting from the Holy Spirit to go for prayer, go for ministry over this specific thing. And so for a good, you know, kind of 2 or 3 days, I kept sensing it. So in the end, I called Pastor Sam, and I asked him if it might be possible to arrange for an appointment. And actually, at that time, the schedule was full for both Judy and Dr. Kraft. But I think, you know, by God's arrangement, actually, Pastor Sam managed to fit me in. Yeah, so I guess for me, that was my act of faith. You know, that was me stretching out and actually bringing up and telling someone about it, and then going for the prayer ministry. So I had a session with Judy, and I guess it was during the session that I discovered that something that I really never thought I had a problem with, but I had actually rejected my womanhood. I'd rejected my femininity. And I don't know, you look at me, you probably don't think, you wouldn't think I have that problem. You know, I'm not like a tomboy. I'm not, you know. So I never really, I didn't think I had this problem. But during the session, part of it, you go back to, you know, as a child growing up. And yeah, God took me back to time when I was growing up. I was 12. That's when my periods actually started. And at that time, my mom wasn't around. So I was in a house full of boys, you know, my dad and my brother. And I think it was at that point that kind of shame and rejection of myself came in. I was so embarrassed. I didn't know what to do. I didn't tell anyone. I thought it was horrible, horrible. You know, when my period started, you know, I didn't know how to deal with it. My mum wasn't there. And that's when I guess that's the point in time where I started to resent that part of myself. I rejected my womanhood in that sense. So there was a lot of shame. You know, I used to try and hide it. You know, I didn't want anyone to know. And it was actually right from the beginning that my periods were abnormal. I remember it scared me to death. I think the first time, you know, I bled for 7 weeks. And I can tell you, it is exhausting. And also, I was, you know, 12 years old. I didn't know what was going on. And so during the session, Judy helped me to go back to that point in time, to that, actually, that moment when I discovered that my periods had started. And I was just able to ask Jesus to come in and just be there. You know, the absence of someone being there to just say it's okay and it's normal and this is part of becoming a woman. So, excuse me. So from that point, I guess that asking Jesus to come into the picture helps that kind of, you know, that helped that 12-year-old girl to begin to understand and accept and embrace becoming a woman and growing up. And yeah, at that point, the shame and the rejection was lifted. And so, yeah, after the session, it was great. You know, I felt like that's a real breakthrough. And then I waited. So I didn't go back for my next injection, and I just waited. So that was back in January. We're now, end of April? And things are pretty normal. I started bleeding, and I thought, oh, no, here we go. How long is this going to last? But, yeah, it's normal. I didn't bleed for, you know, weeks and weeks and weeks. And, yeah, so I guess, you know, I'm sharing this because when you think about going to inner healing, you may not think it's for you. You may not think that, you know, I don't really have these issues, but actually when Jesus heals, he heals the whole person. You know, I was healed not only emotionally, but also physically. And I guess, you know, most of you probably know something about psychosomatic illnesses, how, you know, it's very linked, the physical and the emotional. Yeah, so... yeah, go for it. You know, it's an act of faith. It's an act of faith. Jesus, you know, there's something in it. There's really something in you extending yourself and stretching out and going to Jesus. And it's that faith that brings healing. Yeah. So go to Indonesia.